And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
One of the most telling moments in this year's legislative session came when economists with the General Assembly issued a memo revealing that last year's tax cuts would cost $200 million more this year than previously predicted. You would think that would have made budget negotiations between the House and Senate screech to a halt, but legislative leaders didn't even pause to issue a statement, and instead put a budget deal together that all but ignores the new revenue numbers. In other words, they created a budget they knew may not be balanced. That means more budget cuts are likely this year, but they will come after the election, when the McCrory administration will likely force state agencies to reduce their spending because of the larger hole the tax cuts have created. And the tax cuts, remember, went overwhelmingly to the wealthy and out-of-state corporations. Many low-income and middle-class families now pay more in taxes while state services are being slashed. That's all bad enough. What's even worse is that legislative leaders aren't even being honest about how much their Robin Hood in reverse plan actually cost. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.